This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's been a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoyed clear skies, while Jerusalem had a breezy afternoon. In Haifa, temperatures remained mild. A pleasant evening is expected, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon earlier today. This is according to the Times of Israel. Also, from Israel Hayom, anger is rising in Gaza. Dozens protested against Hamas, demanding change and a better life, 40 minutes ago. Also this hour, Ynet reports that frustration grows in Gaza as calls for a day of rage test Hamas's control. This happened 3 hours ago. Separately, the Forward highlights Israel's archaeological expansion in the West Bank, which affects Palestinian communities. And finally, breaking news from I-24 News covers today's key headlines from the Middle East and beyond. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24 shared minutes ago that Hamas militias are deploying weapons to confront Gaza protesters. Jonathan Schanzer posted recently about a new episode covering the Gulf and related geopolitical issues. Ihab Hassan wrote just over 20 minutes ago condemning Hamas for exploiting Palestinian children during the protests. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported that a Hezbollah gunman injured four IDF soldiers by lobbing a grenade. Among the injured, one officer is in moderate condition. This escalation comes as diplomatic talks continue, highlighting the region's volatility. Turning to Gaza, Israel Hayom and Ynet report growing unrest as residents protest against Hamas. This marks a rare public dissent under the banner June 26 Revolution. With accusations of betrayal, the situation underlines the internal pressures Hamas faces amid ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, according to the Forward, Israel's government is pushing archaeological site expansions in the West Bank. This initiative, backed by ultra-nationalist elements, threatens Palestinian communities' stability. The expansion could strain Israel-Palestinian relations further. On the economic front, first, Israeli tech firms are creating over 500 open roles in New York. CTEC notes that these roles offer competitive salaries and significant packages. Separately, Globes reports that Snyk, a cybersecurity company, is laying off 90 employees. This marks its fourth round of job cuts, reflecting challenges in the tech industry. And finally, Walla Business reveals the Treasury's controversial practice, transferring 26 billion shekels without proper oversight. This has sparked concerns over financial governance in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.